Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, as we come your way every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And we are going to talk, as we have done quite regularly for the last, I don't know how long it's been. It's been several months since we've been instituting the AAA report, if you will. And no, it's not the Auto Club, folks. It's the Astronomical and Astrological Assignment Editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Welcome back, Beth.
Thank you, Richard.
The skies, at least as you and I are speaking right now, are a little dark, a little overcast, a little rainy, which is kind of nice. We need that.
Yep.
Is that what the skies look like from your vantage point astronomically and astrologically?
Actually, it's a little brighter through my lens.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah. There's been a number of very positive developments astrologically in the last week. Both Chiron and Neptune have gone direct after long retrogrades, and direct is our friend. Mm-hmm. Direct is good. Mercury, Venus, and the North Node of the Moon are all in Sagittarius, which is one of the fun signs, and so there's just a lot more ease. There's a lot more ease in whatever it is that you're trying to do and move forward. And there is a kind of a limited window on this. You know, Mercury goes retrograde on Thanksgiving Day. There's also an eclipse that day.
Oh, my.
Right. And
now, wait a minute. Is that Grandpa standing in front of the sun after Thanksgiving dinner?
Now, it's a profile.
Exactly.
Belly.
That's right. What is the window, the dates? What's the window on the...
That is the 23rd and 24th.
Okay.
Of... November.
So it's only, is there such a thing as a 2-day retrograde?
No.
Or is that just when it starts?
The retrograde occurs around midnight, Wednesday the 23rd.
Okay.
Which is the night before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then Thanksgiving occurs on Thursday the 24th, mm-hmm. and there's a new moon in Sagittarius and a partial solar eclipse. Hmm. Both around 10:15 in the evening Pacific time.
Okay.
And they will not be visible here. They're visible, even if there was no clouds, they will be visible over southern Africa, Antarctica, New Zealand, Australia, that kind of thing.
Plan your trips now.
Plan now, yeah.
Let me jump back to what you said also about the sort of joyous or fun time. You were talking about Sagittarius.
Yes.
There's a window there. Can you give us any kind of date ranges there so that we can say, hey, she said it started here, and, you know, I was really feeling pretty good right around this time.
Pretty good right around this time. Well, I think the fun really started, or the ease really started, around the 9th and 10th of November,
okay.
Because that's when Chiron and Neptune went direct. It got bigger, will get bigger on... Tuesday, the 22nd, it will build. I think it will build until the retrograde. And then, you know, again, the retrograde isn't always that difficult.
Right.
And it hits differently every time. It hits different people in different ways. And so if you want more information about that, I'm definitely your gal, you know, to find a specific... strategy for the retrograde.
And that's at Beth McDonald Consulting,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And 9630842.
Yes.
And we are looking forward to, in the new year, I can tell you right now that on the 7th, which is a Saturday of January, we will have David Hawthorne, our 3-Minute Astrologer, on.
Awesome.
And then we're planning on having you in studio also in the month of January, which you and I will talk about if you're available and in town.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of have that time period, maybe the 4 weeks of January or 5 weeks, devoted to giving people information, confirmation, inspiration, and encouragement.
Excellent. And that's such a good time to do that. You know, January is when we do a lot of our strategic planning for the year.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, we will talk to you again.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.